Okay, today is Daf Nun Aleph. We are on Daf Nun Amid Beis, 5 lines from the bottom. Today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Lila Nishma, Sev Yitzchak Moshe, Ben Rav Yisrael Yehuda, whose Yortzeit is today, Neshama Shav and Aliyah. Also, today the Daf is sponsored by the Han family, Lila Nishma, Hindel Bas HaChav Yisrael, Aleva Shalom, whose Yortzeit is today. Also, the Daf is sponsored by the Shaman family, Lila Nishma, Moshe Aaron Ben Yisrael, whose Yortzeit is today, Neshama Shav Aliyah. Okay. So, here we go. So we're up to B'nai Baishan. B'nai Baishan, Nagu. B'nai Baishan made a minog. Shelo hayu ozlin mitzor l'tzidon mali shabza. They wouldn't travel from the city of Tzor to Tzidon on Erev Shabbos, even though that's when the shuk was open in Tzidon. They wouldn't go because they didn't want to be traveling and be busy on Erev Shabbos with it's for Shabbos food and everything like that, but it was not right to be like that for Shabbos. Asu benayu kamei of Yonasan, Rabbi Yochanan, the children came in front of Rabbi Yochanan and asked him, Amrulo, avasan efshaluhu. Is that a proper thing? Our fathers, anan lo efshalon. Our fathers able to do it. We can't do that. We're too busy during the week. We don't have time not to go on Friday to go to the shuk. Amaluhu, kvar kiblu avasechem aleichem. Your father already accepted it upon themselves. Shenemar shema bani musar avichav al titosh tarasi mecha. Therefore, it's like a siyag that you guys made, and therefore you should keep on holding from it. Okay. Next, bnei chuzoi, the people of chuzoi, nagi, they had a minog, the mafarshi chala me'arosa. They would give challah from rice. Now rice is not one of the 5 grains. So what are they doing? They don't have to give challah from rice. But they did it. Asu v'amru le'le Rav Yosef. Don't have Yosef. Amalahu nech le'zor ba'ape. Take a zor and go eat the challah in front of them to show them that they're wrong. Take a guy who's not a kohen. Let him eat that chal. They separate the chal to give to a kohen. Go eat that in front of the czar. In front of these guys, they should know they're doing something wrong. Not doing something wrong. They're doing something that doesn't make any sense. Esvei Abaya, 1 second. Abaya says, 1 second. We have a memra that says, Dvarim hamutarin, something that's mutter. Like, anyone can eat rice. There's no issue of chal by rice. However, v'acher nogu behen iser, but people treat it like an iser, right? You have no right to just go matter in front of them. You have no right to do that. So what kind of answer was that? Go tell a zor to go eat it in front of the shul that they're wrong. They have no way some chumrah. You can't tell them wrong. You can't tell them that they're wrong. So why are you telling them that's very bad advice? Tell you why. Amalah, we answered back, Lav mi itmar Allah. Didn't we learn? Amr of Chista, Bikutoi. That's only by Kusim. By Kusim, they have a rule like that. If a kuzi does something, don't tell him anything. Let him do whatever he's doing. Aye, it's wrong. Let him do it. Because if you tell him one thing, he'll oh, really? I don't have to do this? Then I'll have to do this, and this also. Because they're going to make a wrong cheshbin. You want to take off rice from want to take off challah from rice? Let them go do it. They're taking off challah. If you tell them there's no challah on rice, they'll say there's no challah on anything. So by kuzi we have that rule like that. Right? Kute my taima. What's the reason by kuzim? Bishum de mezachim, they'll say. Right? Because they're going to make a mistake. Hanach Nami, these people also, Nami, Mesarche Milsa. Right? They're also going to make a mistake. These are Amaratisha people. They don't know anything. If you tell them, oh, there's no challah on rice, they'll come to, there's no challah on anything. So why do you want to show them that it's mutter? Why do you want to show them? Right? So El Amravashi, Chazinan, here's a story. E Ruban Orez, Achli, Lo nichle zar ba'ape. If the majority of what they eat is rice, that's their staple of life. Then don't send someone else there to show them that they're wrong. Why? Dilma mishtabcha taras chala minayu. They won't keep chala at all. In this town where they live, these people, that's what they mostly eat. They mostly eat rice. You're going to tell them not to take off chala. They don't take off chala at all. Vi ruba dagan achli. And if most of what they eat is really regular wheat and barley and regular things that have chala, and they have to make rice also once in a while, and they go, then show them that that's not right. That's not the right halacha. There's no chal on rice. Achli nechli zar ba'apayo dilma asa lafushim enechiv ala patura menatura pachiv. They come to a bigger problem. What's the problem? The problem is, you're not allowed to take off truma or chala on a chiv on a patur. Let's say you bake two loaves of bread. Two loaves of bread. Two challahs. Regular challah. So you don't have to give off challah from each one. You can give from one to count for both. You can't do that if one's rice and one's regular bread. Because a rice bread, not real chayvim challah. So they're not going to know the halacha. So they're going to take off double portion from the rice to pat to the challah. You can't do that. So therefore, there's a... Yeah, we don't want to tell people to not to do... They're doing the chumrah, even if it's a wrong chumrah. But at least they're on the right track, right? So why start up with them? Here, there's a reason to start up with them. Because if they're going to make a mistake, what's the mistake? They're going to take off double the amount of challah on rice and not on the real challah, on the bread. And that doesn't work. So it's a chumrah that leads to a kilkel that you had to step in and say something. Okay. Gufa. So we just said this principle, we're going to spend all day on this. Dvarim hamutarin, something is mutar, v'acherin nogu behen iser, and acherin are nohegin iser, iatar v'shay lahatirim b'fneim. You can't, don't say anything to them. They're doing something, it's not an aver what they're doing. It's just not halacha. Don't say anything. Let them go. Let them keep on going. Amr chista b'kutay askir. We're talking about a kusim. If a kusi's doing something, you let him do it. There's no basis. Let him do it. Don't say anything. V'kul yamalo. What about regular people? What about regular Jews? So we just saw above that I'm a ratzim. We said the same thing. Right? Then we said, it depends. What are they doing exactly? Right? He said, but when it comes to regular Jews, Vatanya, of a brice like this, Rochazin, it's very difficult Gemara, Rochazin, not difficult in terms of understanding it, difficult in like, what's the Gemara trying to tell us, Rochazin Shnei Achin Ke'echad, two brothers can take a bath together, but Ve'ein Rochazin Shnei Achin Bechvul, but not in Chvul. In Chvul, that town, they can't go together. Why? Now, is it usher to take for two brothers to go to the bathhouse together? No. Not usher. But in Chvul, they wouldn't do it. Why not? So Rashi says, "Ein kan mishum pritzus." There's no issue. Two brothers can go to take a bath together. There's no issue of pritzus. The neima, listen to this. What's the issue? What's going to happen if you take a bath together with your brother? What's going to happen? Mitoch she mitzuyin yachad. But you can both be together. The achsha of rowin arumim ze ezeh, and you're going to both be not wearing any clothing. Nosin ayin ish ba'echav l'mishkav zachar. We're going to be interested in having mishkav zachar with your own brother. Says Rashi, that's not a chashash. Not an issue. Therefore, you're allowed to go to the bathhouse with your brother. In Kavul, they wouldn't do it. Why wouldn't they do it? Maybe they were afraid of this. I don't know. They wouldn't do it. So if you live there, then don't do it. Not in Aveira. There's no issue. But for some reason, they wouldn't do it over there. Right? I mean... The Milunil has another reason why you shouldn't, why, because I would think that if you see your brother not wearing any clothing, it's going to remind you, the Milunil says, it's going to remind you of where your brother came from, which is your mother, and you're going to be interested in being with your mother. We're not choshish for that, therefore you can go to the bathhouse with your brother. Very far-fetched. We're not choshish, but in Kavul they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it in Kavul. And Umayyad, it was a story, Yehuda v'Hillel, Yehuda and Hillel, two brothers, Banav Shor Rabbi Gamliel, they were the sons of Rabbi Gamliel, Shirachatzu Shneem Ke'echad B'Chvol, they were both in Chvol, they both went to Beit Haas together, V'Lazel and Kol Medina, and the whole town was making fun of them. Amru, they said, Mi'amein Elorinu Kach, we never had such a thing. In all our life in this town, we never saw such a thing. Two brothers going to the Mikvah together, going to the Beit Haas, we never saw such a thing. V'Nishman Hillel, Yetzel Beit Hachitzon, so Hillel went out, went to the outer room. He was embarrassed. Went to the outer room, Hillel, right? He didn't want to say that it's mutter. So what do you see? Even when it's not kusim, you don't say anything. You don't say anything. Let them do it. We said it's only by kusim. We don't want them to... Well, it's not even kusim. Regular people. That's one story. Yotzim b'kurdis kison b'shabbos. You're allowed to go out with a certain kind of shoe. I'm not sure, exactly sure what this is. It's some kind of wide shoe.
It's loose-fitting.
Loose-fitting shoes. Maybe you'll take it off and carry it.
We call it slippers.
Slippers. Then Yotzin. So you're allowed to go out. You're allowed to wear slippers on Shabbos, even outside. No issue. But Yotzin, you can go out with them on Shabbos. V'en Yotzin b'kruz k'son b'Shabbos b'biri. In Biri, they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it in Biri. Maisa Behuda Vihilal, but Avshal Rabbi Gamliel. Same story, same two boys. Shiatsu Bikur de Kison Bishabis. They went out with these shoes, these slippers on Shabbos, Bibiri, in Biri, Velazal Le in Havadina, and everybody made making fun of them. V'amru, Miyamein Alor Inu Kach. We never saw such a thing. V'shamtum V'nastum La'avdeyim. They took them off, and they gave them to their Avadim. That's a big hack. How could they give them to their Avadim? Because their Avadim are Chayiv in Shvisas Shabbos, in Eved. So Eved Ivri for sure. Eved Kenani also. We say it every day. We say it every Shabbos in Kiddush, right? Avdechav, Chamaschav, Do Chayiv. How do you give it to their Eved? You want something? So the Achronim are busy with it. Has to be, maybe it was a guy, whatever it is. Whatever it is, you have to find some reason how they gave it to them. For the Lord, Allah will talk about them. They didn't want to say it's mutter. They didn't want to say it's mutter. Why? Because this town's knowing like this, they let them keep quiet. So, and they're not kusim.
Why did you say that? Okay, so he wanted to tell them, but for their servants.
What do you mean? No, they didn't say, by the way, what are you talking about? The halacha says you're allowed about this kind of...
So they didn't want to say that for themselves, but the servants are not going to tell somebody else.
No, but they didn't tell the townspeople. Townspeople are looking at them. What are you people doing? Right. They didn't want to say, well, it's mutter. Because you know why? Because if someone's doing something, someone's being machmer on themselves, you don't tell them that.
Right, so they're not going to do it. But you give it to their servants.
Right, I mean, no, but if it's servants... Oh, but, oh, I hear them.
Yes,
okay.
My servants are going
to
do
right.
But we do understand from these two incidents that if an area has a chumrah, you are allowed to tell people this is our chumrah, so would you stick in?
That's right. This is our chumrah, and please abide by it.
Yeah.
That's right. You're a guest over here. You're a guest over here. Please abide by it, 100%. But you don't have to tell them. What are you people? You people are crazy.
Right.
You don't say that. Right? And then akuzim. Yeah.
Is it a chumrah on itself? So they take a minimum welcome?
So, not exactly sure what's the difference.
It's a big difference.
No, it's totally mutter. You're allowed to wear these on Shabbos. You're allowed to go to the bathhouse with your brother. Totally mutter. The third case. Yoshin al Sasli Nachum B'Shabbos. You're allowed to sit. Let's say you're going for a walk, and you walk to Home Depot. You know Home Depot has benches outside that they sell? Can you sit down on one of those benches? Yes? Yes? What's the issue? The issue is people are going to think you're buying the bench on Shabbos. So, Yoshin al Sasli Nachum B'Shabbos. You're allowed to go about, you're allowed to sit on those benches on Shabbos. Right, Central Avenue, you walk and take a walk, and there's a store that sells benches, and they're outside for display. You can sit down for a minute. Aye, people are going to think, no, it's not chashash. The Einan Yoshin al Sasai Nochim B'Shabbos the Akku. But Akku, they wouldn't do it. Mai said it was a story, from Shir Megamlil, Shoshav al Sasai Nochim B'Shabbos the Akku. He sat down on one of those benches. Velazu will love called B'nai Medina, and everyone was making fun of him. Armu Miyamein, we never saw such a thing. Who sits on these benches? Every Shabbos, the benches are out there, the goyim at the spot. We never sit down. So, Nishmar al Dabi Karka, he sat down on the floor. He didn't want to say it's mutter. He didn't want to say. So, the same question three times. And they're not kusim, the regular people. So I don't know what exactly the status of these halachas are. Is it minhag makom? Is it a chumrah? Is it amaratzus? I don't know what it is. But either way, they wouldn't say anything. So now the Gemara says, the answer is, B'nai Medinas, now it says B'nai Hayam. It can't be B'nai Hayam, because Akko's in Israel. So what does it mean, Medinas Hayam? Sometimes they take out the word Yam. B'nai Medina. In these towns, Nami, Kivadol, Shchichi Rabbanan Gabayo Kikusim Dami. Since there's no rabbi there, it's like they're Kusim. In other words, they're not that learned. So they're doing something. So let them do it. You can start up with them. No, you're allowed to sit on the bench. Really? Then from that, the next thing you know, they're being Machal Shabbos. Why? Because you take a kula and you don't know what to do with it. So because of that reason, okay, let the blow fire, I won't sit on the bench. Fine. I won't wear those shoes. Right? I won't go to the bathhouse with my brother. Why? Because the minute you give one kula to them, and it's not a kula, it's halacha. The halacha is you're allowed to sit on such a bench. Once you say something, they're not going to know how to handle it, and they're going to maybe Machal Shabbos. Rashi says, Kivin de lo gemiri, v'lav makam torahu, since they're not learning, it's not a place of Torah, sarchi milsa, they're going to make a mistake. So therefore, that's how we abide by it. Now.
It's a famous remark about the people coming out of the mikvah.
Well, we're going to get to that. Now, Bishloma, I get Safsali Nachrim, the thing about the goyim sitting on the bench, Mishum Demechzi, Kimek HaChomemkar. It looks like you're buying the bench. Are you trying it out? Not on Shabbos, but or bikur dikiso nami dilma mishtalfin fasi last three arba armas mishal shram. Maybe you'll take them off because they're so slippery on you and come to carry them. So I understand why they did. El Roch said, "My time alone. Why can't you go to the bathhouse with your brother? Why not? What's the reason?" Kidatanya. After all, it says in the Brisa, "Im kol adam rochet." You're allowed to go to the bathhouse with anybody. Chutz me aviv. Not with your father. That's a lack of respect. That's what the Miri says. Or chamav, your father-in-law. Or balimo, or your stepfather. Ubalachoso, or your brother-in-law. Your sister's husband. What's the reason for that? So Rashi says, mitoch shera'uhu. Again, same thing. Since he's going to see, you're going to see these people naked. V'nizkar shemisham yatza. You're going to remember, it's going to, where they came from. They came from a woman. Everybody comes from a woman, right? Nasan libo hear her. It's going to lead to hear her. It's going to lead to improper thoughts. V'chein b'chamav, so too with your father-in-law. Nasan libo shiotza ishto mikan. Your wife came from this. Your wife came from their father-in-law, right? V'chein balachos nami ikhehu. It's all bad thoughts. It's all bad thoughts. Rabbi Yehuda matir ba'aviv, but they covered aviv. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, just the opposite. You can go, you take your father, it's a cover for him, right? V'hu adin lebalimo. Anybody, even you, right? V'asu inhu, but the people in Kavul, what's their issue now? Nigza v'gozer b'shnei achin mishum balachoso. They prohibited two brothers, or two, your brother-in-law. Right? So therefore, they made a gzera. So now, again, I don't know what, how this falls into, like, is it a minigam makom? Is it, it's not a maratzos, they had a reason for it. All the reasons. They didn't want anyone to think that the guy's buying the bench on Shabbos. It's not a crazy thing. It's not a maratzos. It has a valid point. But it's not the halacha. There's no halacha like that. You walk into that home, you want to sit on the bench, and the guy in the store, you're allowed to. No one's going to think you're buying it. No one's going to think that. So you're allowed to. They were machmir. No, you know what? We want to be machmir. We don't want anyone to think, okay, that's a crazy thing. They're not going against the halacha. They're just doing something. That's not really in the framework of the halacha. You don't have to hold like that. You don't have to be so machmir. There's a concept. You don't have to be so machmir. That's what it's saying. But they did it. Let them alone. They're not that learned. Let them do it. Don't even starting up with them.
The rabbi, the Gemara said earlier there were no rabbis in this place.
Right.
How did they make
theirs? So listen, they're Jewish people. They have good intentions, and they made up rules. You know, that's what happens. If you don't have a rebbe, right? That's what you need. You need a mesorah. Okay. We all do that, by the way. We're all machmer on things that no one else is machmer on. Why? Because in our own world, this is what we feel we have to do. We all do that. All of us do that. Right? And by the same token, we're making on things that other people are machmer in. Because I don't have to be machmer in that. That's not for me. We all do that. No. Here, the whole town did it. Okay. Yeah. But you want to say something? Tana. Talmud lo yirchatzim rabo. A Talmud should not go to the bathhouse with his Rebbe. Right? Shetzarech lehizbayesh michvodo umimoro, says Rashi. You should be embarrassed from that. I told you, it's one of my pet peeves, that the mikvah is open to everybody at all times of the day. You go there, you go where Weinberger's there, or by Bender. I just don't think it's appropriate. I don't know, talking to the wall. I mean, I never spoke to anybody about it. Just, you know, stomp people. Like, no one seems to think it's an issue. You go to the mikvah in Farakwa, and all these Rosh Hashivas from all the yeshivas are there. What? It's a rebbein of the whole community. It's crazy. I don't blame him. I've been to the H. Mikvah where Weinberger's there. No, it's not my Rebbe, but it's not appropriate. That's a crazy thing. V'im Rabo Tzarechlo Mutter. And if the Rebbe needs him, but if the Rebbe needs you, it's Mutter. That's Mutter. You know, that's obviously Mutter. You're helping him. You're attending to him. He's an elderly person, or he's not well. Whatever it is, that's not an issue. It's time. It's not really so appropriate. Okay. Kiyasa Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Okay, so now here's a story like this. When Rabba Bar Bar Chana came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so he was in Eretz Yisrael. Then he went to Bavel. Achal de Isra. He ate a certain kind of chelev, certain part of the chelev, where in Eretz Yisrael it was mutter. And in Bavel they held it's not mutter. Okay? So that's all you need to know. It's some kind of chelev, that in Eretz Yisrael was mutter, and in Bavel it wasn't mutter. And he's eating it in Bavel. In Bavel it's not mutter. So, olagabei Rav Avira, Saba, v'rabba b'reid Rav Huna. Rav Avira, Saba, and Rabbi Rav Huna came in, kivin dechazinhu, when he saw them, who? Rabbi Bar Bar Chana saw that they walked in, and they saw him eating that, kasye minayu. He hid his face. They shouldn't see what he's doing. That he's eating this, that in by them it's treif. Right? By them it's treif. He held it kosher, so he's eating it. He saw they walked in, he didn't want to. So, asu v'amru le labaya, they wanted to tell Abaya this whole story. That they saw Rabbi Rachana came from Israel, and he was eating, we call it chelev, he's eating it, and then he wanted to not show it to us. So Amalahu, shavinchu kikutai? Was they treating us like kusim? Like not engaging with us? Like just let it, is that what went on here? So Rabbi Rachana, less than haditnan, I understand, how could Rabbi Rachana do this? How could he go to a town where there's a minhag, and not hold for the minhag? Ditnan, we went to our Mishnah, you got to hold from the chumras that you leave, take with you, and the chumras that you come to. So you're in Bavel, you have to hold from their chumras. Their chumras are, we don't eat this kind of meat. We don't eat this chalev. How can he do that? It's a fair question. How could he do that? Amar Abaya, hani mili mi Bavel le Bavel, umi Eretz Yisrael le Eretz Yisrael. That's only true if you're going from one town in Bavel to another town in Bavel. You go from New York, you go to New Jersey. You go from Eretz Yisrael, you go to Yerushalayim, you go to Tel Aviv. Then you have to hold from the chumras of that new town and the chumras of the old town. So in this town, they don't eat this kind of meat. You have to hold from that. However, inami or mi Bavel le Eretz Yisrael. Right? Or you're going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, which is an upgrade. Because in Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says, they still had Kiddush HaChodesh with Edim. It was a better place. And therefore, if you go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, you have to take on the chumras of Eretz Yisrael. However, Avo me Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, I'm going from a Makom Torah down to this place in Bavel. Also Makom Torah, but not on the same level. I have to hold from the Minhagim? I have to downgrade myself to these Minhagim? No. That's, of course not. Kivon da anan kaifin and luhu avdin and kavasayu. Since we in Bavel are subject and subordinate to Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to hold like us. And therefore he's allowed to keep on eating whatever he wants. We don't eat it, but he's better than us. He's Eretz Yisrael. We're here in Bavel. What? I don't know. No one gave that answer yet. No one's going to give that answer. That's Abaya's answer. Abaya's answer was, it depends on where you're going from and where you're going to. Right? What's Abaya's reason? So Rashi says Abaya's reason is machlokas. We don't want to have a town where there's a machlokas. What do? I do this. Oh, I don't do that. I'm better than you. We don't want to have that. So the town is uniform. You come from New Jersey, come to New York. This is what we do over here. You don't like it? Don't come.
Why don't we say
let's go? We're going to get to the let's go in a minute. If you don't like it, don't come. 1 second. Don't come. Yeah. You're coming from Eretz Yisrael? The God of Lador from Eretz Yisrael comes to visit over here. He can do whatever he wants. Well, we're going to have a machlokas with him. He's the God of Lador. We're going to have a machlokas with this guy. He comes from Eretz Yisrael and he's holding like this. No one's going to say a word to him. That's what Rashi explains. That's what Abaya is saying. We don't want to have anyone being better than anyone, no machlokas. So therefore, you have to hold from the minhag of where you live. Now, the guy comes from Eretz Yisrael, he can do whatever he wants.
He's not holding the minhag of where you live, he's saying the chumras of all places.
The chumras, exactly.
It gets worse. Because if you said minhag alachim, it's much better.
Right.
If you do it in the place you're in, and you follow that minhag, that's fine. That doesn't create machlokas. If I'm going to say I'm better than you, because if where I'm coming from, they didn't do it, and I'm not doing it here, and holding chumras in each place, that's way worse.
That's right, the machlokas.
But that's not what they say.
No.
He's not answering that. He's saying that it's nothing to do with the chumras. It has to do with
make a machlokas. And holding one chumra over another is a machlokas.
So here it is. Rashi says, im yishnem minog zleinem, yesh kam machlokas. If you're going to change minhagim, it's going to be machlokas. For kol shkein, mi bavel eretz Yisrael, lo yishne ezam mikve machlokas. He says it four times, Rashi, because it's machlokas. Even, by the way, people take minhagim more seriously than halal. You know that. When it comes to minhagim, people are so, it's not even a minhag, but eating this, I guess it's a minhag, because mikve or din, it's mutter. It's mutter to eat it. So what do you want to call it? Want to call it a chumra? Or call it a chumra. So b'chumra, they wouldn't eat it in bavel. They eat in eretz Yisrael. So when you come to bavel, you come to this town, you have to hold like that. Unless you're the God of the door from Eretz Yisrael. Then you can do what you want. Why is that going to be machlokas? That's what Rabbi says. We don't really hold like Abaye. We like Rabashi. Rabashi Omer, Rabashi says, no, I feel to him Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. You can even say he was going from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Right? So why was he allowed to do it? Doesn't he have to hold from the minhag he's going to? He's in this town, there's the minhag. Hani Mili, when do you have to hold from the minhag of the town you're in? Hecha de'ein daito lachzor. If you have no intention of going back. Rabbi Barbar Chana, Daito Lachzer Have. He intended to go back. I'm just a guest over here. I'm a guest over here. I can't do what I want. I don't live here. I'm visiting. I'm on vacation. I'm a tourist. I can do it. I don't have to hold him and hug him. That's why he was able to eat it. Nothing to do with the first, the Tol Machlokas. Between Abaye and Rabashi, how to explain how he was able to eat the meat that in this town they didn't eat, and he ate it. The answer is, I'm just a guest. What do you want from me? I don't live here. Okay? So, the Sfasemis explains that according to Ravashi, there's no issue of machlokas. No issue of machlokas. Because even if he's not doing it, that's not the issue. The issue is uniformity. Not because of machlokas. Bai was busy with machlokas. He's saying it's because of uniformity. You come to a town, you got a hole from the town. Not because of machlokas. Just we want Losis go to do maybe. We want everyone to be doing the same thing. Now, your guests, leave a guest alone. What do I care about a guest? The next week, he's not going to be here. So right now, he's here, he wants to do what he wants, a guest. Bai says, no, the issue is machlokas. So I don't care if he's a guest. Why is he stirring the pot over here, doing something different? Two ways how to look at it. We really hold like Rabashi. So the whole issue about this only comes up about the second day Yontif, right? Are you a guest? Are you permanent? Did you move there? Did you move here? What's the story with you? So if you're a guest, we say, you don't have to take on the new places of Minhagim, because you're only a guest. I'm Dai Talach, I'm 10, I'm going back. I had the issue when boys go for Israel, girls also, when they go to Israel for the year, what do they do? Are they considered, all these shailas come up.
Same thing.
All these shailas come up. Right? Okay. Amalei Rabbi Barbar Chana Labrei. I'm not 100% sure what's going on here. He said to his son, Bini, my son, lo tochal, don't eat this chalev, that's mutter, but we, you know, don't eat it. Lo b'fanai, v'lo shalo b'fanai. Already, he tells his son, you already are one more step removed from me. I lived in Eretz Yisrael. So by me, when I learned by my Rebbeim, they held it's mutter. I came here, I'm still holding from it. Either because I plan to go back, or it's not here for 20 years, but I plan to go back. Or, like Abaye said, it's because of machlokas issue. And since I'm so great, it's not going to be a machlokas issue. Either one of those two reasons. But you already, you're born here, you're bred here, you already have to hold from them. Right? Lo, bini, lo tochal, lo b'fonai, lo b'fonai, lo b'shlo b'fonai. You can't eat it in front of me? Not in front of me. Ani, sharisi, shab yochanan, sh'ochal. I learned by Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan did this. Kedai hu Rabbi Yochanan lismachalav b'fanav shlo b'fanav. I can hold like that. I learned by Rabbi Yochanan. This was Rabbi Yochanan's shita. I can hold from it. I told you, lo reisa also lo tochal. You never saw him. You never saw Rabbi Yochanan. You never met him. You never learned with him. You never learned by him. You never studied with him. Lo reisa also lo tochal bench b'fanai bench lo b'fanai. You can't do it. Upliga di day adi day. The truth is that Rabbi Barchana is really contradicting himself. Why? Because the Amr Rabbi Barbar Chana also once said, Sachli Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar told him, Rabbi Yochanan Elazar, Pamachas, one time, Nichnasni Acher Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yossi ben Lukia Lagina. I was once following this person into the garden, v'natal svichei kruv, and he took svichei kruv, which are aftergrowths of kruv. Kruv is some kind of cabbage. Lachal, and he ate it. What's the issue? Rashi says, it was shvius. Now what's svichin? Svichin are things that grow. I didn't plant it, but it grew on its own. So are you allowed to eat that on Shemitah? Is it grew during Shemitah? Are you allowed to eat that? The answer is no. So the answer is you're allowed to eat Shemitah. You're allowed to eat it. Rashi says, b'shvius achar zman habir. Once this man habir comes, which means it's no longer really found in the fields, the animals eat it all up, you're not allowed to eat it in your house. So, and he was eating it. V'nasanli, and he gave me to eat. V'amali, and he told me, b'ni, b'fanai ochel. If I'm here, you can eat it in front of me. Because I'm your Rebbe, I'm your father, I'm your Rebbe. You can eat it in front of me. Well, I'm not here, you can't eat it. Ani shir isi Rav Shimon ben Yochai. I saw Rav Shimon ben Yochai. She'achal, he ate it. We're going to see why he ate it in a minute. Why it was not an Isra of Shemitah. We'll see why in a minute. He ate it. So k'dai hu Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Listen, machal av. Befanav, we shall love Befanav. I, with Lord Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Rav Shimon ben Yochai held that the Svichei Kruv is mutter to eat, right? The Shimon Bar Yochai held that. They don't discuss this of Shimon Bar Yochai's vart on Lag BaOmer.
The time frames were really getting...
Right, so I said Shimon Bar Yochai...
He's left, how long
is this guy? Yeah, Rabbi Rechon, he lives in times of Abaya. Because he went to Abaya, they told the story when he went to Abaya.
Shaky at best.
Right.
And him to Shimon Bar Yochai...
So maybe he means in the Shimon Bar Yochai's yeshiva. I learned from that yeshiva that held its mutter, then I could hold from it. Ato, you, my son, b'fanei ochel, shlo b'fanei lo tochel. In front of me, you can eat it. Only in front. But before he told his son, he cannot eat it at all. So it's a kasha. He's contradicting himself. My Reb Shimon. What Reb Shimon is going on here? Right? What Reb Shimon is this about? Titania, we have a bryce that says like this. Reb Shimon Omer, kol svichin asurin. All svichin are asur. Again, these are things that grow on their own. Someone blew, the seeds blew, whatever, and they grew. It's all lasser, it's all Shemitah. Chutz, except for, misvichei kruv, except for the kruv. The kruv is not osir. Why? She'en kiyotze behen yerek, b'yerek hasada. Because there's no equivalent out in the fields. What does that mean? So says Rashi, it's a very long Rashi, but we'll do it because we have time and it'll explain it very well. So Rashi says, she'en yotze behen b'yerek hasada. So first he's going to give a whole pshat that he doesn't like. He says, Misharshin hayu gedilin. They took root and they grew. Varehein ki'ilan. They're like a tree. Kimosiv anafim alanafim. Like trees have branches and they grow like a tree. Ve'lav b'chlal shar svichininu. So this is not the svichin we're talking about. This is not the svichin that we're talking about. This is not a problem. V'chal shar svichin mizera hanichbat. All other svichin is when the seed takes root. V'nafal la'aretz, it falls to the ground. Avo svichei kruv enokein ela alav gedilin v'anafim. It just grows on like a tree. Follow Asar Torah El Svichin Me'ein Zriya Hidichsiv Hein Lo Nizra. Kach Shamati. Says Rashi, this is not the kind of Svichin they authored. Then he says, Fakashli, why not? What do you mean? Chada, first of all, Tichi Hai Gavna Lo Kari Svichin. What, that's not called Svichin? El Gedilin Mizera HaNechbat V'nafal Aretz Kodim Lakita? Only seeds, not trees? What kind of thing is that? V'od Ilanos B'Shvius Milo Ne'aga Bahen Nami Kedusha, aren't they also off limits? Therefore, Benir Beinai, the time of Mishum Dekruv, Eno Kol L'chaya Kol Yomas HaChoref, they never, the halacha is, so can I have oranges in my kitchen. Can I eat oranges, the Shemitah oranges? Am I allowed to eat them? The answer is yes. When do I have to stop eating them? Whenever there's no more oranges in the field. Whenever there's no more oranges in the field, you have to stop eating them. Next year is a Shemitah year, the Rabbanut's going to put out a list of every vegetable and every fruit, when they stop, when you have to stop eating them, because they don't exist anymore in the fields. And they'll say, Cheshvan, Kislev, they have every list of everything. That's the halacha. Kruv, they never run out. Since it never runs out, it never becomes asa. That's what Shimon Bar Yochai held. So he told his son, in front of me you can do that. Not in front of me, you can't hold like that. Which contradicts what he said to his other son, we told him you can never eat it. Because you didn't learn by him, and only I learned by him, and therefore you can't hold like that. Only I can hold like that. So back to my Reb Shimon. What's the Reb Shimon? The Tanya. Reb Shimon Omer. Kol svichin asurin chutz misvichei kruv, except for the kruv. She'en kiyotze ben biyarek hasada. Because they're not like anything else in the fields. Meaning they never run out. V'chomor m'kol svichan asurin. They're all asur. V'tavayu aliba de Rabbi Akiva. That both these opinions are in the world of Rabbi Akiva, the Tanya who said, hein lo nizra, it says in the Torah, hein lo nizra, don't plant, v'lo nesaf, and don't gather. So during Shemitah, you're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to harvest. Well, isn't that obvious? I say it twice. Es tivu asenu. Am Rabbi Akiva. V'chinach ha-shein zeroin, if you can't plant, so mehecha asuf, what are you gathering? If you're gathering things that grew last year, that might not be Shemitah. So, does it make sense? Mikan, the svichin shein asurin, so you see from here that svichin arasar. I didn't plant it. Planted by itself. I still can't harvest it. Right? The Michael Miflugi. So what are they arguing about? Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan hold, Sviche Kruv, Otu Shar, Sviche Da'alma. Yes, the Rabbanan agree. You can't argue if the Kruv is still available in the fields. You can't have an argument like that. Either they are or they aren't. They hold they are. They are. But we make it zero, all Svichen are Aser. Svichen of Kruv or Aser, Otu, Svichen of all Svichen. And Rabbi Shimon, Savar, Lo, Lo Gazrinan, Sviche Kruv, Otu, Sviche Da'alma. Good? Okay, very good. Now, the Mishnah said that in any direction that you go, you have to take on the minhag of the place you went and the place you left from. Haholeich mimakom she'osim malacha on Erev Pesach ad chatzos, or either way, you got to take on the minhagim. Now, taking on minhagim implies that you're going to do something, which means if I lived in a place where, this doesn't make sense. If I live in a place where they don't do malacha on Erev Pesach, and I come to this place where they do malacha, then can I do malacha or not? Or not?
You can do malacha.
Can I?
Why not?
Because I came from a place where they didn't do malacha. So I have to keep my old minhag and my new minhag. So I, no matter what, either way I can't do malacha. If I come to, I don't do malacha on Erev Pesach, but I come to this town, and here they do. So, oh, I can open up my store, they have malacha over here. No, you can't. You have to hold from the minhag of the place you left. And the other way around. I don't do malacha. I do malacha on Erev Pesach. I come to a place where they don't do malacha. Can I do malacha? No. Because you have to take the minhag of the place you're in. So what the whole thing the mission is to make? No matter what, you can't do anything. So Bishloma, says the Gemara, Bishloma, ha-holech mi-makom she-osin. Lo-makom she-ain-osin. I was in a place where they did malacha. Now I'm in a place where they don't do malacha. No-osin lo-fchum mi-makom she-holech l-sham. Am I allowed to do malacha? No. I, in my town, we do malacha. Yeah, but now you're not in the town. You're in this town. And you have to take upon yourself the chumras of the makom you're in. You can't do malacha. That makes perfect sense. Don't make a machlokas. V'lo le'eved. Don't do malacha. Why? No one's doing malacha here. And you can't either. I, in your town, they did it. You're not in your town now. El mimakom she'ein osin. L'makom she'osin. What does that mean? I'm in a town where they don't do malacha. Now I go to a town where they do malacha. Al yishan adam ne machlokas v'nevad. So then, because, one second. Yeah, el mimakom she'ein osin, l'makom she'osin. I'm in a town where they didn't do malacha. I go to a town where they do malacha. Right? Now what do you want me to do? I should open my store. Why should I open my store? Not to make machlokas. Everyone else is open. Why aren't you open? As it says, right? Ha'amarta, no salav chumim makom shalachol sham, chumim makom shalachol misham. Doesn't make any sense. What does that mean? If I'm in a town where they don't do malacha on Erev Pesach, and I go to a town where they do malacha, I'm supposed to open my store? Why should I open my store? Because everyone else is open, I shouldn't make machlokas? But I came from a town where they don't do malacha. So what does it mean when it says you should do what they're doing? How can I do that? Doesn't make sense. Amarav, Abai, you're right. Reisha. That statement was wrong on the Reisha. The Reisha was, you go to a town where they do malacha. And now you're in a town where they don't do malacha, you haul like them. But the other way around doesn't make any sense. Rav Amar, no, it doesn't make sense. I'll tell you how it makes sense. Olam HaSeifa. Really, it's going on the Seifa. You go to a town where they don't do, you live in a town where they don't do malacha. Now you go to a town where they do malacha. Now, you should open your store. Oh, open the business, whatever it is. Why? Everyone else is doing it. But I live in a town where they don't do malacha. I have to take the chumra with me. So how am I opening a store? Hachikamer, here's what the Mishnah meant to say. Ein bezum b'nei shinim achlokas. If you don't open the store, it's not going to cause machlokas. If you don't go to work, it's not going to cause machlokas. Maika or mata? What are people going to say? Haroa. People at sea. Omer, malacha asura? What are they going to think about this guy? That is, malacha's asur? He's being machmer on himself? He thinks it's such a, it's going to cause machlokas? No, I'm not going to say that. Mimar mamar, kam batlan, have a bashuka. So many people don't have any jobs. How many unemployed people batlan are walking around the streets all day? You go to Manhattan, it's packed with people. Where is everybody working? No one working. Same thing with this guy. So he's not going to open a store. He's not going to open a store. Why? Because in the town where he went, they don't open stores on Erev Pesach, before Chatzos. They don't do it. In this town, they do. So yeah, you have to hold from your chumra of the place you came from. People are going to think you're making a machlokas. They're not going to think that at all. They're going to think you have nothing to do. You have nothing to do. You didn't open your store. You don't have any customers.
In an area where they do malachas, but you have to be machmir, can you benefit from other people's malachas?
I think so.
So second day.
Yeah. It's a good question. That's a very good question. That's a good question. That's for the rabbi to ask. I don't know. That's a good question. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.